It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今“一带一路”新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Use English with Rose and Brian. Hello, Rose.
Hey, Brian. You know, I was feeling a little hungry until I decided to have this conversation with my friend about the greatest, that's being sarcastic. The strangest food in the world.
Okay, good.
And then lost my appetite, so I think I'll be...
Oh, then you lost your appetite.
Yeah, I lost my appetite, so I think I will probably lose about 20 pounds in the next few days.
Is it good or bad?
It's kind of strange. But what I might find strange, you might not. So you tell me.
What do you mean? You find it strange, I might not.
You might eat it. I mean, come on, you play snooker, so. I'm just kidding.
I'm so surprised after that
I
show
was just
we did about
say,
snooker.
I was just going to say, I'm just joking, because snooker is pretty cool.
Oh, 我们今天来聊聊什么呢？我们来聊聊吃。聊的并不是我们每天吃什么，而是来聊一聊，至少在某些人心目当中吧，世界上最奇怪的食物。Strange food, you know, this really depends. You know, some people will say, oh, eating chicken feet is really strange, but Chinese people will consider it perfectly normal.
But just seeing the foot, like, you know what I mean?
What?
I don't know, just seeing the foot, like, it just is kind of like...Oh, you know, it looks exactly like a chicken's foot, so it kind of looks like,
yeah.
If you're looking at a live chicken walking around, and you look at his feet, you're kind of like, those look delicious.
Yummy, yummy, yeah.
Ew, no.
所以说这个每个人对于这个食物的认识肯定是不一样的。When someone thinks this is strange, some people might think, oh, this is good, and the other way around. But we're going to talk about this list of strangest food in the world. So, hit us with one.
Oh, right. How about...A brain sandwich. Fried brain sandwich.
Eel. Fried brain sandwich?
Yes, and what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you a dish, and this is going to be your quiz for today. You're going to tell me where it comes from.
I thought that was going to be my lunch for the day.
Maybe. If you lose, it will.
Okay.
All right, so fried brain sandwich. I already told you this one. So this is basically, it was largely a dish of the past. These used to be popular in central the United States, which...Don't look at me because I've never eaten a brain sandwich before.
Are you sure about that?
Stop it.
You look like you have.
Gross? Yeah, I know because I'm so smart, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, mad cow disease became a concern in the United States many years ago. So although people still eat them, serving brain from a cow that is over 30 months old at slaughter is no longer legal in the United States.
So this is like literal...Cow brain.
Literally cow brain.
Wow.
But you know what? I've seen people in China eat duck brain, you know, with Beijing cow ya.
Duck brain, yeah.
Yeah. So that shouldn't seem too crazy, except for a duck, it's a bird, so it has a very tiny brain.
Yeah. But a cow would have a much larger brain. And it wouldn't really surprise Chinese people eating, you know, fried brain. But this one, fried brain sandwich in the U.S., does seem a little strange.
Extremely.
No.
All right, let's talk about this one. Escamole.
What is that?
Escamole. It's basically ant larvae.
Ant larva.
Yes, harvested from the roots of the agave plant.
Oh.
And it's considered to be a delicacy where?
Ant larva. I don't know.
Just think of the word escamole.
Well, it sounds somewhere Asian.
No, I said escamole.
No. Okay.
Haven't you ever heard of mole?
No.
Okay, it's very Mexican.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's basically a delicacy in Mexico. It looks like they mix it with rice and chips. Ewy. In fact, they're sometimes even referred to as insect caviar. it's said that the ants taste like butter, but slightly nutty.
I know that somewhere in China they do eat ants, but ant larvae.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
You look like you swallowed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Hmm. I don't know how much longer I can hang here.
Yeah, I don't know, me neither. Hmm. Okay, Hakarl.
Hakarl? The name is very strange, but I don't know what it is, and neither do I know where it's from.
Okay, it is basically basking shark.
Basking shark?
Fermented basking shark. So basically shark, fermented basically means it's been sitting there for a very long time and then you cook it.
And it's gone bad.
Yeah, no. But this is actually fermented shark.
Okay. I'm thinking how big the shark is. You know, if it's really a huge shark, how do you ferment it?
I don't know. But okay. Can you tell me where they eat this?
Not in China, for sure.
No.
And some coastal country.
Tell me.
I don't know.
What? Come on, this is your quiz. Let's go. Hurry up, time's a ticking.
At least you can offer me a continent.
No.
How do you expect me to guess?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's very, very cold there.
Very, very cold?
Yeah.
Alaska?
Nope.
North Pole?
Nope.
Iceland?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
So, typically eaten in Iceland, they say that this is an acquired taste, of course. So you have to basically get used to it. You can't just eat it and say, delicious. Like you can, like pancakes or something.
Sure.
Well, it says that, do you know who Anthony Bourdain is?
No.
Okay, well, he's a very famous chef in the United States. And he actually has a travel show called,
something.
No, it's called No Reservations.
Hmm.
And so basically what he does is he travels around the world and he tastes everything that, like the good food and a lot of bad food that people will not make. So it's the most popular food in those countries. He's traveled everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, not the United States, everywhere in the world. And he went to Iceland and he tasted it. And he's a world-renowned chef. And he said, it is the single worst, most disgusting, and terrible tasting thing he had ever eaten. And this is coming from someone who eats, like, sheep balls and, like, bees.
Yeah.
And there are two of them, him and I can't remember the other guy's name, but he's bald. But anyways, they're very, very famous chefs, and they travel around the world basically eating things that nobody else will eat.
Mm.
Like I said, bees or sheep balls or whatever. And this guy said it was the single most disgusting thing he's ever eaten.
Yeah, because of the very unique geography of Iceland, I think they do eat a lot of, to us, strange food. I think they also have, I don't know if it's in Iceland, like fermented sardines, and which is very, very bad to us, but very good, very good to them as well. I'm not going to eat it, to be honest.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah. 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 Me neither.
Mm.
Okay. So the next one is bird's nest soup.
That's definitely Chinese.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yep.
How did you know?
Well, bird's nest. That's not a stadium.
That is really crazy. It's
yeah,
actually
the actual
a bird's nest.
Yeah.
But it's not even food.
I don't know, but the traditional Chinese medical theory considers bird's nest very, very nutritious. I don't know why. Don't ask me. I never eat it because it's supposed to be for the weaker, for the elder people. So I've never had it. Maybe once or twice attending banquets. They're not bad, but they're not really that tasty.
Yeah.
They're just supposed to be nutritious.
Yeah, wow. Well, all right, since you know.
Okay.
Now you're going to have to basically tell me how much one bowl costs.
Oh, that really, really varies because the quality of these bird's nests, believe it or not, is like maybe one.
Okay. Guess red nest.
Red nest. I don't know. I mean, I know some of them are expensive, some of them are cheap, but what's expensive, what they're called, I don't know. But the more expensive ones might, per ball...
Stop beating around the bush and just give me a number.
Per ball, it might be in, well, my guess, in the thousands.
Like what?
Yuan.
Like what?
Per ball.
Yes, I know. Give me a number.
Like, I don't know, 1 or 2,000 kwai?
No. This would be 60,000 kwai. It's 10,000 American dollars.
$10,000 per ball.
Yes. So now I know why people eat nest soup. It's not because it actually tastes good. It's because it makes them look rich if they can afford one little spoon. So basically, one spoon probably costs them like maybe 1,000 U.S. dollars, 6,000 RMB.
Yeah, something like that.
I can take maybe like a little lick of a spoon after someone's eating it.
You know, I think this is by far the best one because, first, it's supposed to be nutritious.
Yeah.
Second, it doesn't taste bad.
It doesn't seem like it. To be honest, I wouldn't mind eating red nest soup only because it's not an animal. It's just a nest. I would rather eat a plant, try a plant, than an animal any day.
The only reason I was against trying bird's nest, you know, early days was because the imagination of how the bird's nest is made. You knew that, right?
Forget it. I will not eat it. I forgot. It's made from saliva, bird saliva, right?
Yeah. They basically, you know, get mud, branches, and mix them with their spits. And
oh,
their
thank
nests.
You very much. Yes, because it says that the Chinese have used saliva nests in their cooking primarily in this soup for hundreds of years. So forget
yep.
it.
Yep.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Mm.
Moving on to drunken fish.
Well, finally, I'm fine with one of them. Drunken fish.
Yeah.
This sounds Chinese, too.
Jeez Louise, do you know everything? This is drunken shrimp, and yes, it's a popular dish in parts of China where the shrimp are eaten alive.
Mm.
Stunned in a strong liquor prior to consumption.
Yeah, well,
that
to me,
crazy.
They're not alive, but they're not cooked.
But they are alive, it says here!
Well, fine, whatever you take
Yay.
It. I think they're drunk and dead.
They are.
They, the other way.
Yeah, so basically they take them alive, they dip them in a very, very strong alcohol. Is that what it's called?
Might be, or something else. Some better,
oh my
maybe.
My God, so poor shrimp, they're drunk, and
yep.
they get eaten.
Honestly, I've had this, I don't like it. They're like, you know, liquor mixed with sugar, and I don't know, grounded shrimp. Something like that. It's not really bad, but I just don't like it. But
I think I'm going to stop eating animals.
You know, it's something I think you can try. You won't feel too bad about it.
Okay, no thanks.
All right. 醉虾 okay. 这是典型的也是咱们中国的一道菜啊。我尝过没觉得不好但是没觉得太好吃就跟燕窝一样。你说这种做法我觉得都没有什么可争议的但是你说它奇怪吗对于中国人来说也许并不奇怪。But to foreigners, yeah, these might be very strange.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let's go on to surströmming.
What is that?
Surströmming. Okay, what it is, it's a northern, I'm not going to tell you where, you're going to guess. It consists of fermented Baltic herring, and it's usually sold in cans. Okay, and while they're being shipped, the cans sometimes bulge due to the ongoing fermentation. So basically, they're being shipped, but it starts to bulge.
You know,
because of
I don't
the smell.
Care where they're from. I'm not going to buy any of those cans in my life.
What? You'll eat bees and bird's nests, but you won't eat freaking herring?
No, anything fermented? No.
Oh, anything fermented. Well, it says that recently a study in Japan found that surströmming releases the most putrid odor of any food in the world. So there's the most putrid tasting and the most putrid smelling. And somehow it makes sense that it's only eaten outdoors. Okay, so where is this from?
No idea, but I think I've heard something quite similar to this. They were from Germany. Is this one? No. Okay.
Close. Go north.
Go north. I'm not good at geography, you remember?
Geez. Come on, Brian. You can do it. It starts with an S.
With an S. Switzerland?
Nope.
Then I don't know.
You don't know any countries that start with an S?
I don't remember that many.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
There's also, like, you know, many countries with the word that starts
like,
with
like?
Sweden.
Is this from Sweden?
Yes.
So, except for Sweden and Switzerland, tell me three other countries that start with the S.
three other countries that start with an S.
Mm.
Okay, there's Suriname. Suriname. Mm-hmm, that's one.
That's not a real country.
Yes, it is. S-U-R-I-N-A-M-E.
Okay, fine. Another two.
Oh, my God. Okay, you'll have to let me think. There's,
Be honest, you can't really come up with them.
Swaziland? No, I'm not joking. That's in the continent of Africa. Swaziland, Suriname. Yes, thank you very much.
There's another one left.
Okay, let me think. There would be...
Yeah, that's a country.
So what? At least I got two.
Fine, all right. I don't even know if those two are true.
They are, and you don't know because you're stuck at geography.
All right. 好吧、
okay.
这个来自于瑞典的美食，反正是我是肯定承受不了任何这种经过发酵的肉类，我实在是都受不了。You know, to me, anything that doesn't smell good is not going to enter my mouth.
Wait a second. That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean that doesn't make any sense?
Because anything that I think may smell putrid, you might still eat.
No, nothing.
Like what? Okay, tell me about the craziest thing.
Tell me anything that you think I would eat doesn't smell good.
Probably, durian.
No way.
Really?
No way near it.
That's good. Yeah, because I think it's the craziest thing that they make durian cake. One time I was like, ooh, this cake looks delicious, because I was at the China World Hotel.
Yeah.
And I took a big piece of cake and I put one little bite, huge bite in my mouth, and I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible.
I told you, you're the only girl that I know who doesn't eat durian.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be possible. It's the worst tasting anything I've ever... And then they have the audacity to make dessert out of it.
Every girl except you that I know loves durian for
that
some
is
reason.
Disgusting.
Good that you don't like it either.
Yucky.
Or a stinky tofu. Have you ever tried it?
No, and I won't.
Yeah. Or a smelly cheese. You know, none of these would ever get close to me.
Yuck. Mm. No.
All right.
All right, let's go to this one. This one actually may not be so strange to you. It's called Sanaki.
That's not Chinese. It sounds Japanese, though.
Well, listen. Actually, it doesn't tell us where, but it says like many East. Well, it isn't. It is in the East. It says like many Eastern foods. This one is served raw.
Well, what is it after all?
Octopus.
Ah, that's definitely Japanese.
So, yeah, so basically it's alive. Mm. They dismember it while it's alive, and it's small octopus before
your
eyes.
While it's still moving.
And seasoned the pieces with sesame oil, if it can hit them, that is, because many times they're still moving on the plate as you reach for your chopstick.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember I saw a video of this person opened the lid, and... it wasn't moving, and all of a sudden they poured like a little bit of hot sauce, and all of a sudden it jumped up and started moving its tentacles. Mm. I'm like, oh my God, gross.
Yep. And each year in Japan, some people, not really that many people, some people get choked eating this dish.
Why?
Think about the octopus tentacle.
Trying to grab and get back.
Not really trying to grab.
Gross.
You, but just stuck in your throat.
Ew.
And it gets choked.
Ew.
It happens every year.
Do you die? Do they die?
Nah, I don't know if there are any fatalities on this dish, but there are certainly people who get choked. And I think they're having this in some parts of China, especially in like Hainan province now. I wouldn't really recommend you to try this, to be honest.
Does it look like I would try something like this? I can only eat.
You probably wouldn't. I'm just trying to tell our listeners.
That is crazy.
Don't try this one easily.
Oh my God. You're still reaching for your plate. That's yuck. No, no, no. Okay. Rocky Mountain oysters. This doesn't sound so bad. Well,
Rocky
it says,
Mountain
while
oysters.
They might be from the Rocky Mountains, they are certainly not oysters. They are actually bull calf testicles, peeled, flattened, and deep fried.
Okay, that's strange enough.
Well, that's why they're called Rocky Mountain, because they're actually Rocky Mountain oysters. It's probably like a nickname, like to make fun of the oysters.
Mm.
But yeah, if you look at them, they're big, they're red, and they're round, and they look disgusting.
Mm.
They're calf testicles.
All right, hearing the name, this is strange enough not to be on my dinner list.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's Kopi Luwak?
I don't know.
All right, one of the world's most expensive varieties of coffee. It can reach up to $150 per pound. It is made from coffee berry beans that have been...
I know what it is.
What
if it's the
is
most
it?
Expensive coffee, then it's actually coffee beans collected from cat's feces.
That's right. How did you know that?
Because I know it's one of the, or the most expensive coffee beans in the world. I have no idea why this is happening.
Why?
I'm not even going to, you know, drink it or eat it. Even someone give me for free.
And how would they even know, like, that you can eat that, you know, feces, the beans from the feces are edible? Who would just choose it and say, these look delicious?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
It's one typical type of cat. It's not just any cat.
It's called civets or civets, something like that. It's a small mammal native to Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. 我的天，这就是、
oh、my God，
这就是传说中的猫屎咖啡。这个具体的是什么东西，我们就不多解释了，大家可以上网去查。但是这个真的是我个人认为啊，我听过的所有的食物当中最神奇的一种，包括饮料，包括吃的东西，从来没有听过比这个更奇怪的了。但是这种咖啡豆在世界上卖的非常非常的贵，贵到你不可想象的程度。So, this is not going to get anywhere near me.
Not good at all.
Hmm. Well, this is probably most peculiar drinks in the world.
You know, we should do that one. Yuck.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Peculiar drinks. Okay.
All right.
So, let's go on to the next one.
Hmm.
Stink bugs.
Stink bugs?
Yes. So, in Indonesia, they love these little stinkers. Supposedly, they taste like bitter sunflower seeds without the salt. But you have to chew quickly because they will jump out of your mouth.
Okay. You're really reminding me of horror movies. Oh,
well, this is why this episode of our show, or this show, is called The Strangest Food in the World.
Do you eat it raw or eat it alive?
Eat it raw.
Okay.
Okay, ready? The next one is called lutefisk.
Lutefisk?
Yes. It's a delicacy made from aged stockfish and lye. So, yes, lye. I don't know what lye is, L-Y-E.
Mm.
But the corrosive alkaline substance, also known as caustic soda, is used to soak the fish for several days. After being removed from the lye, which is the alkaline, the fish is so corrosive that it requires almost a week-long bath of cold water just to become edible again. Well, I don't understand why go through all this.
I don't know. I mean, this is, all these, especially fish, are from those coastal countries, and this, most of them, used to be the way to preserve the food.
Yes, and I found a third S country, and this one is a third S country.
Okay. What is it?
No, you're supposed to tell me where this food comes from. Hello?
I didn't know 5 minutes ago. I still don't know now.
But this is your test. It's an S word.
It was already a test, and I already failed, so this cannot be another test.
Scandinavia.
Ah, that's a real country, I know.
Clap, clap, clap.
All right.
Mm. So, the next one is called Katsumarzu.
Katsumarzu?
Katsumarzu. Coming to us from Sardinia, a fourth country with an S.
Fine.
Sardinia. Mm. This dish is best described as sheep milk cheese containing live insect larvae. Live insect. Cheese with live insect.
Okay.
The scariest part? Although the larvae are only about 8 millimeters long, they can launch themselves up to 15 centimeters when disturbed. So basically, they're 8 centimeters inside the cheese.
You don't have to tell me the details anymore.
And when you bite into them, they basically get longer.
Oh, it's a nice day.
And then they can wrap their little body around your lips.
Jesus.
While you're eating cheese. Do you want some cheese and crackers?
No. Not now, definitely.
This is really just...
You know what? I think we should stop here. I still want to have my dinner tonight, so why don't
leave
the other peculiar foods to next time?
Okay, fine, because there are 13 more.
Really?
Yes.
How many did we talk about?
13.
Oh.
12, actually, 12.
Oh, okay. So next time is going to get even better or even worse.
That's right, Brian. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not.
Well, bon appetit.
天哪，今天说的这些奇怪的食物真的是有的太奇怪了，尤其是最后的这个奶酪，我都不想过多的做解释了。If you understood the English, good for you. If you didn't, well, that's also even better for you. Maybe. But next time, we're going to continue with these strange food. Yeah, bon appetit. See you next time.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not to say, to say.
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
所听即所得，北京电台首届听友节暨第七届听众喜爱的名牌栏目大型评选活动火热招商，
想不想让你的品牌与听众多一次亲密接触？
黄金时段广告、金牌栏目口播、新媒体有奖互动、神秘探店之旅等等等等，活动总冠名到奖品支持，咱们通通一起玩，
约吗？招商热线8501-3856 8501-3856，精准营销就等你来，北京电台听友节为您量身打造。
一名共产党员应该始终怀着对群众的深厚情感，持久责任。注一、助学、助老、助富、募善款、献爱心、全动力。2016，共产党员，让我们一起行动。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.